Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us as once again we face the issues. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on a theological, doctrinal, biblical worldview. May I commend that to you. As we talk about the issue today, America racing towards socialism. America racing towards socialism. Let me read you three headlines before we do a brief monologue. Here's an article that says, watch, police shove through a crowd, arrest Mother's Day diners at a Fresno waffle shop. At least two people were hauled away by police after law enforcement officers tried to enter a diner that was illegally opened in Fresno, California. The diners were waiting in line outside the waffle shop. Officers ordered the diners to step aside so they could enter the establishment. When they refused, the officers forcibly shoved aside patrons. It was during the confrontation that at least two people were taken into custody, handcuffed and taken into custody. The owner of the waffle shop had decided to reopen his business over the weekend in defiance of local leaders. However, on Friday, he was slapped with a $1,000 fine, and the city warned the fines could be increased to $10,000 a day. Here's another article that says, police called to a church busy with free meals. Glen Falls. Police officers Saturday afternoon went to the Full Foundation Pentecostal Church on Staple Street, but no violations were found, only charity and goodness. Someone called in, it's a snitch, someone called in that too many people were gathered in the congregation at the church, breaking the social distancing rules in place of the COVID-19 pandemic. But the officers found that all was in order. A few church members were cooking free takeout dinners for people driving up to receive them. Here's another article. Connecticut. Democrats propose new state police department to combat far-right extremism. Now, far-right extremism is those to put in that category would be you and I, those that we consider to be conservatives, especially conservative Christians. This article says, Connecticut Democrats in the state Senate have approved creating a new state police department that would be tasked with specifically combating far-right extremism. The proposal, which was unveiled Wednesday as a part of the state Senate Democrats, a Just Connecticut agenda, quote, a Just Connecticut agenda, would publicly fund a new state police department that specializes in investigating far-right extreme groups and individuals with far-right moves. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the stage for our social distancing and the contact tracing, and the future of a vaccine that will trace every human being on the face of the globe, and especially here in America, as we talk about America racing towards socialism. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so, ladies and gentlemen, based on the authority of Scripture. It's not a matter of ideological bent or political position. We don't talk about the events and issues based on denominational dogma. We're not looking at it from the standpoint of what you may think, say, or feel, but from the standpoint of biblical absolutes and what the Scripture reminds us of and how we should respond. Perhaps you say, and I've had those to ask down through the years, why should a Christian be involved in? Why should a pastor be involved in? Why should we be concerned about social, political events and issues in our nation? Simply given the very short answer, ladies and gentlemen, it's because if we see our nation go into a socialist communist position, we will see the churches and Christianity and those that serve the Lordship of Jesus Christ will be absolutely taken out of this world. It will be viewed as being illegal, and we will be incarcerated and or disposed of. That has happened in every socialist communist nation around the globe. So we need to understand, as we face the issues, we do so based on a biblical absolute. God's word puts it into position that we need to be watchmen on the wall. We need to be aware of what's taking place and allow others to be warned of the future. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the Lord Jesus that said in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then he said in John 14:6, I am truth. And then to clarify Jesus' statement, if you want to use that term, he said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word that ought to be the directive for our lives. As we face issues, we need to do so based on the authority of Scripture and not philosophical rhetoric and what somebody might think, say, or feel. It was George Orwell a number of years ago that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I believe that's what we're seeing today. This is the reason you see things like the Connecticut setting up a special state police to police those that are on the far right, those that are extreme, as they call it. We're finding more and more of that, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of the coronavirus, the pandemic, that I believe has been weaponized. We'll talk about that further in our broadcast today on Let's Face the Issues. I believe it's been weaponized and continues to be weaponized to control society. It is absolutely unthinkable to see the direction we're going in. But it's dealing with truth. And on Let's Face the Issues, we talk about truth. It was the 15th century church reformer and theologian, Jan Hus, that said this: faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I pray that's a challenge to you. I pray that you're challenged by the fact that we need to be willing to seek the truth. That's a sad commentary on today's society, where CNN, the Communist Network News, and the other news media that's the fake news, they've been covering now for almost 4 years the truth about the FBI and the CIA and all of those investigatory intelligence agencies that were determined to destroy President Trump and his administration, to take him down, as the term would be. The media has not been seeking the truth. They've been covering the truth, and so also most of the politicians on the left been covering the truth. Even Adam Schiff in his public lying every time he opens his mouth. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to, as Christians in particular, hear me, we need to, as Christians in particular, we need to seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth. We need to be able to defend the truth, even if we have to stand and face the world alone. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. They have a full line of Honda generators. They have a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power equipment and the backup generation equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's where the benchmark is, the gigantic flag. Flagpole standing about 165 feet in the air with an Old Glory United States flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag. At the base of that flag, flagpole, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917 is the telephone number that you can reach us. Love to have your dialogue and discussion. Love to have your input. What are you thinking? Do you think that everything that we've been told about COVID-19 as it is designated, do you believe we've been told the truth, or do you believe there's a lack of a real lack of truth in it? Do you believe that it's been weaponized? Do you believe that we are marching on a fast track toward socialism? Do you believe that socialism is all right? What would you like to see America? Would you like to see it change dramatically? President Obama, when he was in office, said he was going to fundamentally change America. He sowed the seed for socialism, communism, and Islam in America. The seed that's been sown is now reaping the fruit from that sowing during the 8 years of the Obama administration. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a printout here. It's what they call a meme, M-E-M-E, I believe it is, that you see so often on Facebook. It's a picture, word picture, and this word picture says, the WHO, that's the World Health Organization and the CDC, now recommends that we all wear blindfolds along with our mask so that it protects us from what we're seeing and not what's really going on. And I believe that's what is taking place today in America. I believe there's a mindset somehow, some way that we need to not ask questions and we need to be blindfolded as to the reality of what's taking place. Let me tell you that telephone number again. It's 831-0917. 831-0917. We're talking about today America racing towards socialism. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation could very well be on the fast track for socialism. Fast track for socialism. It was not but a week or two ago, AOC, the brilliant airhead freshman congresswoman from New York, that said that she is introducing a bill that would make all property, whether rental property or purchased property, et cetera, become governmentally controlled properties, and the government can control the rent, the government control the price, government control who owns it and who doesn't own it, et cetera, et cetera. That's a bold, brazen, gigantic step toward socialism, and yet that's being viewed as being okay. It's part of the Green New Deal. That it was AOC and the squad that has brought about the introduction of that in the House in the United States, U.S. House of Representatives. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on for hours and hours and hours of the illustrations of the elemental fundamental foundation of what is being introduced in America for a socialistic nation. Today, the millennials, ladies and gentlemen, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, seem to be in favor of some type of a socialistic system. Of course, they're thinking that somehow, some way, that this would simply share what has taken place in America, the goods. Many of them look at it on the basis that it's, you know, I've got something, I'll give you something. We'll all share an equality as to what we have in the American system. But ladies and gentlemen, these millennials, those that are 18 to 35-year-old age group, generally speaking, of course, they're simply going by what their communist professors have brainwashed them into believing in the college and university systems in America. In fact, even among Christians, hear me, even among Christians, there's some that believe that the Bible teaches socialism. Now you can go to the book of Acts, about the fourth chapter. It's the right page, right column in my Bible. And I believe about verse 24-25. I'm just off the top of my head. But it's in the fourth chapter of the book of Acts where they were bringing all of their, they were selling what they had, bringing the funds and putting it at the feet of the pastors to distribute to those that did not have. It wound up being, ladies and gentlemen, where those that did not work were receiving food and goods. And ultimately, the Apostle Paul, writing to the Thessalonians in 2 Thessalonians, said, if you don't work, you don't eat. And that ought to be the mantra. Now, I understand, and some will want to challenge that immediately and say, well, what about those that are disabled? Well, we have a system in our programs today. Had it been left up to the churches rather than the government taking over the social system, the churches would still be responsible for meeting those needs. But we have remanded all of that to the government, and the government now is in full control with the social services in America. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of folks that believe that somehow, some way, the Bible teaches socialism. Not at all. As believers, yes, we should share, but the sharing should be on a volunteer basis. Socialism involves the government extracting from one and giving it to another. In socialism, the government controls all property and allows the citizens to occupy the land. And under socialism, nothing is to have any other belief system. Socialism says that I'm going to take from you and give to the other, and it's theft by taxation and confiscation. That's the reality of it. Taxation and confiscation. Here's an article that says a similar thing. Is the virus response, listen, is the virus response greasing the skids towards socialism in America? One fallout of the, this is the writer, it's dated May 12th. One fallout of the COVID-19 crisis is its severe thrashing of our economy. Not only have all of the impressive economic gains of the Trump administration evaporated, but we are now adding to our national debt in scary ways. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with that, our federal government takes in about $4 trillion a year. $4 trillion a year is the income to the federal government. Nancy Pelosi's new bill that she's wanting to be introduced into the House, and they'll probably pass in the House. It will be dead on arrival in the Senate, and it certainly will not be signed into law by the president. It's the CARES Act. I believe it's step four, step five, whatever number they're using now. She is introducing it with about $3 trillion. And her statement was, with the interest rate as low as it is today, it's a good deal, so we can borrow that money. By the way, the money is borrowed from China. We can borrow that money and redistribute the wealth as the bottom line. Under her program, and we'll talk about it later in this broadcast today, under her new proposal, it will give every human being in America $2,000 a month, including the illegal, undocumented aliens in America. It would provide a $2,000 per person check from the 16-year-olds up. Now, if you don't believe that would bring in the onslaught of absolute total socialism and absolute communism, then you're not thinking at all. This article goes on to say, I hope that all of the bailouts are temporary means to solve a temporary problem. Further in the article, it states, long before the crisis, we have seen the rise of popularity of socialism among the young people in America. A Gallup poll about a year ago found that four in 10 Americans embrace some form of socialism. Hear me, 4 in 10. And I believe that even since that survey was done, I believe according to Gallup now, there's about 5 in 10, about 50% of Americans believe that a program of socialism would be acceptable and would embrace it. Ladies and gentlemen, President, this article says President Trump wants to see us inch back toward the recovery, but many Americans want to see us embrace socialism. Long before the coronavirus, New York City Socialist Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was urging that the super wealthy should be taxed of 70% of their income in order to fund the Green New Deal. This article says, and it's a good statement, Dr. Richard Land, the president of the Southern Evangelical Seminary in Charlotte, North Carolina, knows firsthand what it's like to live in a socialist country. After graduating from Princeton, he studied at Oxford, earned his PhD. He lived in the UK from 72 to 75 and experienced socialism there before Margaret Thatcher, turned things around. Beginning in the late 1970s, he said, it was horrible under their system. And he goes on to say that under the socialist system in the UK before Margaret Thatcher, some people had been paying 91% taxes before Margaret Thatcher's policies lowered it to 29%. She privatized a lot of industries there. And it goes on to talk about the results of socialism and what took place. And it further says in this article, Dennis Prager, founder of Prager University, once told me, this is Richard Land speaking, once told me in a TV interview, socialism is against human nature. The moment you tell people that the community will take care of you, they work less. It undermines character. If the government spends a dollar, that dollar has to come from somebody or somewhere. The real problem here is people say, okay, it's Christian to be spending all the money on all these programs. And I say, wait a minute, who's going to pay the cost? Isn't it Christian to care about your kids and your grandkids for their future? End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, this particular article is about a 3-page article, and it's talking about greasing the skids toward socialism. And I believe that's what we see taking place in America today. During the course of this broadcast, we're going to talk about the different things that we see taking place that points indelibly to the fact that we are on the fast track racing toward socialism in America. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Do you believe that this is good or bad? Do you believe that it's we're headed toward a socialistic nation? Do you believe that we're about to destroy the Constitutional Republic and the representative form of government? Do you believe that what we're seeing taking place today is within the bounds of our Constitution? Do you believe that it falls into the realm of our Bill of Rights and what we should be afforded as a nation and as a people? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that the socialist, Marxist, Democrats, and the globalists are weaponizing, listen to me, weaponizing and using the coronavirus to destroy the greatest nation on the face of the earth. I believe that what we have in America today is what some refer to as the great American experience, is the gift of God to a people in the United States of America. And yet we have banned God, we banned prayer, we've turned our backs on God, and now we're seeing the hand of God coming in and what I call the progressive judgment on a nation that said no to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in our country today. I believe we're racing towards socialism, which ultimately will lead to nothing but raw communism in our nation. Every other nation that's gone the direction that we see our racing toward today have taken those steps. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, are globalists using coronavirus crisis as a battering ram to destroy and to remake the world order? It is true without any equivocation in my mind. Let me just read you a blurb or two. It's about an 8-page article. I'll not bore you with much of it. The Wuhan virus appears to be an incredible and suspiciously timed gift for the globalists to push through their agenda faster than any of us would have ever expected, end quote. Further, the article says, globalists have since done everything possible with the full cooperation of their vicious allies in the fake news mainstream media to try to convince the public that Trump is evil, incompetent, and corrupt, a corrupt man who has to be removed from the U.S. presidency. They need that to happen in order to carry out their plans to permanently change America, to destroy the capitalistic system and replace it with a new globalist-controlled economy and a radically changed world, end quote. Further, the article says, the Wuhan virus appears to be an incredible and suspiciously timely gift for the globalists to push through their agenda faster than any of us could have expected. Some have even gone so far as to appear not to want a quick solution to the virus by ridiculing and trying to stop promising treatments already saving the lives of many infected patients. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we have the Democratic governors and the Democratic mayors across America that want to see the coronavirus continue to be the weaponized methodology for keeping the public panic-stricken and in hysteria, hiding under the beds and hiding in closets. In fact, California said they don't think they can open up anything until about September. More and more of the governors that are the blue state governors, i.e. the socialist, Marxist, communist governors, that are wanting to dominate and control with an iron fist by a police state movement to control the people in their states. Ladies and gentlemen, that's socialism in the very simplest terms. That is seeing a socialistic form of government being implemented by fiat, by rules and regulations, and not by any laws passed by any House or Senate in any fashion. Ladies and gentlemen, so just what are we witnessing today? That is the evidence of what I believe the politicians are doing. What are we witnessing today that's good evidence of what I say is taking place in bringing us fast track racing toward socialism. Number one, we see the closure of businesses and churches by fiat, simply by governmental control. Now, I've said this before, and perhaps you've heard it on this broadcast. I've said this before, and I've said it many, many times since, that if I had been told or asked 6 months ago, would it be possible for the government as a light switch to turn businesses off, to close businesses down, and to shut the door, shutter the churches, I would have said it had been an impossibility. Here's an article that says, why so many governors and other local officials are violating religious liberties? Whoever said eternal vigilance is the price of liberty was certainly correct, especially in times of crisis. For instance, it took a lawsuit to convince Illinois Governor J.B. Patrick to allow religious people to leave their homes to exercise their freedom of religion. Under his original executive order, the governor would permit essential businesses and operations to have gatherings of 10 people or more, no more, but not religious gatherings. Even stay-in-your-car drive-in services, as Pastor Castle of the Beloved Church found out when he was issued a cease and desist order, were forbidden with threats and of arrest and persecution and prosecution. The article goes on to say, ladies and gentlemen, a lot in relationship to that, but it simply states this. Last week on Twitter, Southern Seminary professor Andrew Walker wondered aloud on Twitter why there has been such a general mismanagement of religious liberties at the gubernatorial and municipal levels, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's because we're watching the power brokers. We're watching the governors and mayors that are wannabe tyrants that with an iron fist feel that they have the authority to simply circumvent the Constitution and refuse to recognize our Bill of Rights, and they have done so with impunity. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, as we see this taking place, we're watching the racing towards socialism, the closure of businesses and churches by fiat. Who would have ever dreamed it possible for the government to say, churches, close your doors? Who would have dreamed it possible to find that after churches relented and closed the doors, and then one by one, a few by few across America trying to open their churches, being persecuted and prosecuted and fined and even put into jail, and as one particular pastor had made the statement, he'd been given a ticket some 25 times, and now with ankle bracelet on and house arrest simply because of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the fast track. We're watching the racing toward socialism in America. Perhaps you say, why should a Christian be interested? Why should a pastor be concerned? Because, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Hear me and hear me clearly. In a socialistic nation, you will not find the freedom of religion, the freedom of worship. You'll not find the freedom to have a Bible. You'll not have the freedom of speech. You'll not have the free exercise that we find in our Bill of Rights today in America. If you don't believe that, go to North Korea. Look at Venezuela. Look at Cuba. Look at China. Look at Russia and see what is taking place with the Christian church and the demise of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The churches are being crushed in China today. Crosses are being taken off buildings. Church buildings are being bulldozed down. Bibles and any other religious books, as they call it, are being banished and burned in China. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know where America will be, if Jesus tarries, where America will be 15 years from now, 10 years from now, see what's happening in China today. Look at what's happening in North Korea today. Ladies and gentlemen, the second thing is, not only the closure of the businesses, but also the snitch system. Following our one-minute break at the top of the hour for the news, I want you to tune in. Stay tuned. Don't turn your dial. We're talking about the fast track racing toward socialism in America.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.